Good Sunday morning, everyone. It is 13 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. And I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, April 17th, 2016 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in some conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. It's 617-627-3800 is our phone number. 617-627-3800. Just about anything and everything is fair game. As far as the world of sports is concerned, I'd love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the woods. That number again, 617-627-3800. 617-627-3800. I'll be back. Okay, just like I promised, we're back. It's 4:15 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial, or on the internet, www.wmfo.org, and we multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, April 17, 2016 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Love to hear your perspective, what's going on out there in your area of the sporting world, and to do that, you have to give me a call, 617-627-3800, 617-627-3800. Let's go to the National Basketball Association. Playoff time is here. And here are the scores from yesterday. The Pacers 100, the Raptors 90. Pacers went into Toronto and beat up on the Raptors. And so they lead that series 1-0. The Warriors 104, defending champion Warriors 104, the Rockets 78, not surprising. Warriors leading that one 1-0. Tough one for Boston Celtics fans. Hawks 102, Celtics 101. The Hawks lead that series 1-0. The Celtics dug themselves a hole at the beginning of the game. Fell behind by at least 19 points at one time. Came back, went ahead by a couple of points, but then expended so much energy trying to get back into the game that they had nothing down at the end. And they also lost Avery Bradley with probably a hamstring strain or whatever. And who knows how long he's going to be out. And that is going to be a critical loss, because he was a main cog in the comeback. And in the other game, Thunder 108 and the Mavericks 70. Thunder leads that series 1-0. In the Celtics game, Amir Johnson got 4 points, 8 rebounds, 1 assist, and 2 blocks. Crowder got 14 points, 10 rebounds, and 4 assists, and Crowder is still limping. He's not 100% on that high ankle sprain. Sullinger got 9 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, and 1 steal. Avery Bradley, before he went out, had 18 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, and 1 block. Isaiah Thomas, 27 points, 3 rebounds, 8 assists, 1 steal, and a block. Jonas Jerebko, 2 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists. Kelly Olynyk, 2 points, 1 rebound, 1 assist. Marcus Smart, 15 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, and a block. And he stole inbound pass and threw it about 3/4 of the length of the court. That would have won the game if it had gone in, but it was wide to the left. And so no celebration there from Marcus, but he played a real great game. Evan Turner got 10 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists, a steal, and a block. And Teague was the leading scorer for the Hawks. I did not put down what he got, but he was in there doing his thing. And Al Horford played a great game as well for Atlanta. Okay, how about the series going on from here? Well, they don't play again until Tuesday, so that gives Avery some time to rest, and also Crowder. Some time to rest. Who I don't know if they have anybody else that's injured. I think I read somewhere, I heard somewhere that Isaiah Thomas had a slight sprain to his left wrist, which is his primary shooting hand. And in the first period, the Celtics just, you know, they were doing nothing offensively, and that hurt their defense because, you know, they were getting one shot up. The other team, Atlanta's getting the rebound, and Teague and the others were just beating everybody else down court. If they weren't beating them down court, they were setting up their plays and scoring fairly easily. Celtics were not in top defensive mode in the first half, for that matter. But they turned it on. So therefore, that, you know, what the cup half full, you know. But I was thinking to myself as I was watching the game that I should have been in bed. But I'm saying that, yeah, this was a key game where you saw that the Celtics really needed a big man on the inside who can score and block shots and do all the other things. In the last game of the season where the Celtics came back from a 26-point deficit, Kelly Olynyk, as Cedric Maxwell said on an interview show, you know, played probably his best defensive game of the year, and he was aggressive on the offensive end. Last night, just was not there, you know, with 2 points, and he didn't play meaningful minutes either. And so, therefore, you know, KO has to get his act together. As a team, they need to be more aggressive. Hopefully, they'll make it a series. Can they pull it out? I don't know. Atlanta has all the assets that the Celtics have, it seems, and also more experience. So, after all, this team went to the Eastern Conference Finals last year. Basically, this team. Anyway, we'll see what happens. Keep your fingers crossed, Celtics fans. You know, all is not lost. We still have potentially 6 more games to play. That's one way to look at it. Oh, we could win the next 4, so we could win it in 5. Yeah. 422 here at WMFO in Metro. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, obviously a Celtics fan. Phone number 617-627-3800, 617-627-3800. Had to do some major overhaul here on the control panel. I'd never seen it so out of function. I don't know who was playing what. I guess everybody was in here, and I guess they were playing stuff from their computer, so therefore they took out all of the things that I use, and so therefore I had to set the board up for me Okay, I'll be back. Hold on. We have more stuff coming your way. Don't go anywhere.
My name is Florence AQ. For lunch today, I had grilled chicken and squash. I am Zuni Indian, and I have the power to prevent diabetes.
My name is D. Dakota Denesosi. I turned the TV off and took my nieces and nephews for a walk. We saw two jackrabbits, an eagle, and zero cartoons. I'm from the Dene Nation, and I have the power to prevent diabetes.
Science has proven that if we lose as little as 10 pounds by walking briskly for 30 minutes, 5 days a week, and make healthier food choices, we can prevent diabetes.
My name is Barbara Akisakpuk-Curtis. I'm losing weight and being more active. I am Alaskan Inupiaq Eskimo, and I have the power to prevent diabetes.
For more information on how to prevent diabetes, talk to your healthcare provider. For free materials, call the National Diabetes Education Program at 1-800-438-5383 and ask for the power to prevent diabetes. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
And also brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sport. 4:31 here on the Brown Perspective on Sports. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 until 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in some conversation. To do that, give me a call. 617-627-3800. 617-627-3800. Let's go to Major League Baseball. In the American League yesterday, with my background music. Bring up the background music. I'm going to fire that technician back there, whoever he is. Okay, background music's there. Mariners 3 and the Yankees 2. The Twins 6 and the Angels 4. Red Sox 4 and the Blue Jays 2. The A's 5 and the Royals 3. The Rays 7 and the White Sox 2. Tigers 5 and the Astros 3. Rangers 8 and the Orioles 4. Over in the National League, the Reds 9, the Cardinals 8. The Cubs 6 and the Rockies 2. The Nationals 8, the Phillies 1. Pirates 5 and the Brewers zip. The Braves 6 and the Marlins 4. Padres 5 and the Diamondbacks 3. Giants 4 and the Dodgers 3. And in the interleague game, Cleveland 7 and the Mets 5. In the Red Sox game, Mookie Betts went 0-4. He's hitting .239 this season. Dustin Pedroia went 1-3, scored a run, got a walk. He's hitting .302. Xander Bogaerts was the big man with the bat, went 1-4, scored a run, 3 RBIs. Hitting .262 with a 3-run home run to put the Sox up in front and the eventual win. Ortiz went 1-3 with a walk. He's hitting .333. Hanley Ramirez went 1-4 with a walk. He's hitting .293. And Hanley's playing some good defense at first base. That gold glove is on the way. He said that jokingly down in spring training, but the way he's playing, why not? Travis Shaw went 2-4 with an RBI. He's hitting .333. Brock Holt went 1-3. He's hitting .267. Christian Vasquez went 1-3. He's hitting .429. And Jackie Bradley Jr., 1-3, scored a run. He's hitting .290 on the season. David Price went 7 innings, gave up 6 hits, 2 runs, both earned. Struck out 9, however, didn't walk anybody. His ERA is now down to 4.50. He's 2-0 on the season. Koji Uehara came in and pitched a scoreless 8th inning. And Craig Kimbrell came in and blew everybody away in the 9th inning, throwing 95-plus heat up there. Got 3 strikeouts in that 9th inning. His ERA is down to 4.50. Okay, the Red Sox not looking too bad. The hitting has been carrying them. They've been hitting, you know, really well. I didn't know at the beginning of the year. I couldn't say at the beginning of the year that the hitting was going to be as good as it has been. But it has been. And so, therefore, whatever deficiencies we've had in the pitching staff, the hitting has overcome it, at least thus far. So we're going to have to see if they can continue that. And they just sent Swihart and Castillo down to Pawtucket. Now, that should be good for them as far as consistent playing time. And they say that they're going to rotate Swihart between catching and left field. He could be that right-handed bat. Although they've got young. So, anyway, we're going to see how that works out. Someone says he could be trade bait. I would not trade Swihart for $1 million. And that's pennies on the dollar here. We're talking about, you know, baseball salary and value of player. Swihart has a great bat, I think, only needing more time. Well, he had 278 last year while he was up. He has an excellent bat. And obviously, he can play a lot of positions. And I think, as Dombrowski said, he envisions both Swihart and Christian Vasquez, you know, being on the club together. So we're going to go with that. Anyway, that shows that we have some depth and we aren't, really hurting for pitching right now, at least. Porcello had an excellent start last time out. Gave up 2 hits, both of them home runs. But they didn't do any damage because there was nobody on base. And so that kind of performance, yeah. and maybe it's probably because of Christian Vasquez's superior skills behind home plate. If you're going to trade anybody, I would trade Hannigan because... probably a lot of teams that could use a backup catcher, and he's a good backup catcher. Just that we have a surplus of young talent, and we also have Leon down in Pawtucket, so who does really well when he's catching Clay Buchholz. Now, if we can get Buck in, Wright got skipped, and I don't know if he's pitching today. Probably, I don't know, but I haven't heard. But anyway, he got skipped from his regular turn so that we can get Price in there on a regular 5-day rotation. But he pitched a really good game, his first outing as well. Had his knuckleball working and throw in a couple of other pitches as well. So we're going to see how far that will take us. Now, here again, you know, everything is pretty well set, barring injuries. Now, if injuries prop up, then that's another story. So, anyway, we'll hopefully don't have any major injuries, and we can play whoever is hot, whoever is doing well, and we'll see how far that will take us. It's 4:38 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, April 17th, 2016 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 until 5 a.m. And to get you involved in the conversation, you just have to give me a call. 617-627-3800. 617-627-3800. Before we get off baseball, Baltimore Orioles are still in first place, even though they lost yesterday, making them 8-3 on the season. Red Sox are in second place, 6-4, game and a half behind. Toronto is 5-7. New York is 4-6. And Tampa Bay is 4-7. Out in the Central Division, Chicago White Sox. They lost yesterday, makes them 8-3. Same thing for Kansas City. And then Detroit is 7-3, followed by Cleveland and Minnesota. Over in the National League, out west, the Angels lost yesterday, making them 5-5. Texas is in first place, 7-6 is their record, followed by Oakland, Seattle, and Houston. In the National League, the Washington Nationals, they won yesterday, making them 9-1. Followed by the Phillies, the Mets, Miami, and Atlanta. in the Central Division, Chicago Cubbies. They won 9-2. Followed by St. Louis Cardinals, lost their 6-5. Cincinnati, Milwaukee, and Pittsburgh bring up the rear. West Colorado Rockies, they lost yesterday. They're 6-5. L.A., San Francisco, Arizona, and San Diego in that order. 4:40 is the Brown Perspective on Sports Time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here regularly every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the conversation, you just have to give me a call at 617-627-3800. 617-627-3800. I'll be back.
Many calls. Many clicks. And yet, just one call to 1-888-693-NDEP or one click to www.yourdiabetesinfo.org gets you the free diabetes information you need. The National Diabetes Education Program makes it easier than ever. Get free information on living with diabetes, tips to prevent or delay type 2 diabetes, and how to help loved ones manage the disease. Just one call to 1-888-693-NDEP. Just one click to www.yourdiabetesinfo.org. One call, one click. The National Diabetes Education Program, your source for free diabetes information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
And also by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sport. 4:48 is the Brown Perspective on Sport time. I'm your host, Donnie Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 until 5 a.m. to get involved in the conversation. You just have to give me a call, 617-627-3800, 617-627-3800. Let's go to the National Hockey League. Yesterday, the Rangers 4 and the Penguins 2. Rangers lead that, that series is tied one game apiece. Capitals 4 and the Flyers 1. Capitals lead that series 2 games to zip. And the Stars 2 and the Wild 1. Stars lead that one. That was a wild one. Stars lead that one 2 games to zip. Sharks 2 and the Kings 1. And the Sharks lead that series 2 games to zip. Panthers and Islanders play today. That series is tied at 1 apiece. The Lightning and the Red Wings go at it. Lightning lead that one 2 to zip. The Predators and the Ducks. Predators lead the Ducks in that series 2 game to zip. And the Blues and the Blackhawks are tied at 1 game apiece. I have no clue. I'll admit. I don't, except for the Bruins, I don't follow hockey that closely. And so, therefore, I know the Capitals had a great season. So, and since they're off to a 2-0 start against the Flyers, I guess, you know, you got to figure that they're going to come out of the East. Out of the West, I have, the Chicago Blackhawks. Where are they? They are 1-1 against St. Louis. So maybe, I guess, they should be considered contenders. But really, I cannot give you a straight answer on that one. Like I said, I don't follow hockey that closely. And you call yourself a sports fan, huh? Well, I am a sports fan, but you know, I have other things going on in my life as well. So therefore, I do as best as I can with what time I have available. This is fun to me. Not something to get overly serious. That's why you never have seen me, you know, betting on games or anything like that. We also always, during the football season, when we make our picks, pro football season, we say, don't bet, don't bet, don't bet, don't bet, don't bet. But people follow it, and then I guess some people, you know, do fairly well, but I'm not one of them, and I don't intend to be one of them. I just want to, you know, look at it from a sporting perspective and enjoy whatever I can get out of it. So there, now you know the rest of the story. 4:51 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial. We're on the internet as well at www.wmfo.org. We multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And I don't know if I told you, but you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. So there. Okay, 4:51 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. Where are we going next, Donnelly? Let's look at the New England Patriots. New England Patriots re-signed LeGarrette Blount, and I was happy about that. We get Blount back healthy and Deion Lewis healthy, and we got Donald Brown as a backup. And we had White last year, who, this will be his third year, who, did some pretty good work. So we should be pretty well set at running back. We also got our blocking back. I don't know if he's going to make the club. really. But can we carry five backs? I don't know. And if so, it'll be a competition. We'll see. We'll see who goes out there and who does what. Patriots, surprisingly, I guess to some people, cut Dominic Easley. And as of Friday, no one picked him up, so he's a free agent. We all know that he has a series of knee injuries, and that may be part of the reason why he was cut, and that may be part of the reason why he's been picked up. Someone said that he's a 20-something-year-old and a 40-something-year-old body because of all the wear and tear. And there have been some other things that have been mentioned about his off-the-court persona and various other things, legal things that may be going on. Don't know how much that figured into it. But I guess the Patriots feel with the people that they've picked up and the people they may get out of the draft that even without their first round pick, and we all know if we're going to go into that one again, but they feel that they're going to be able to pick up some key players in key positions, and that's going to bring some young depth onto the team. And so therefore, hey, we'll wait and see what happens. That's all we can do. Wait and see what happens. Can you imagine that spring camp is here already? They're working out, I guess. It's, you know. So anyway, we're going to see how that goes. I almost forgot. The schedule has come out for this coming season. Let me see. Where did I put that? Let me bring up the music, and then I'll look for it while the music is playing. Okay, I found it. No wonder I couldn't find it. It was in my Patriots folder. Why would I look for the Patriots schedule elsewhere? I don't know. Anyway, on Sunday, September 11th, hey, that's my wedding anniversary, we open up against the Cardinals at Phoenix, University of Phoenix Stadium. That should be interesting because we'll have a crack at Chandler Jones, or Chandler Jones will have a crack at us. And we'll see how that works out. Cardinals were pretty good last year. I think our offense is going to be that much better, especially our offensive line. So I look for us to win that one. Week two against the Dolphins at home. That should make us 2-0. Week three against the Texans. Texans got, you know, Osweiler at quarterback, but, you know, and I guess they picked up some players as well. That should be a tough game. But I look for the Patriots to pull that one out, 3-0. Week 4 versus the Bills. The Bills have seemed to me have gone backwards rather than forward. And so that should be a 4-0. Get off to a 4-0 start. Week 5, we're at Cleveland. And I'd be shocked if we didn't win that one. And also, the latest Johnny Manziel situation is that Drew Rosenhaus, his agent, has said that unless he goes for help, he's going to terminate his contract with Manziel. And so therefore, you know, as Manziel's father was saying, he needs help, obviously. And week six, we have the Bengals here. That could be a toughie. Have they improved enough? But they've got Andy Dalton at quarterback, and I'm not that high on Andy Dalton as a quarterback. And even though they might be improved with their running game if they get Jamaal Charles back healthy. But anyway, we'll see. I think we should win that one. 6-0. Week 7 at the Steelers. Steelers, I don't know what they have done to improve. So that should make it 7-0. At the Bills, 8-0. And then week 9, we get a bye. That's great. We had an early bye last season, and that didn't help us at all. Week 10, we have the Seahawks coming here to New England. Seahawks, if you haven't heard, had their advertising and marketing group put out a promo saying that they have a cupcake schedule. And they showed somebody making cupcakes. So, well, we'll see if that comes true or not. Week 11 at the 49ers. Some improvement there, but, you know, nothing to make you worry about. Week 12 at the Jets. Now, that could be a toughie. I don't know how much the Jets could. They've lost DeBrickashaw Ferguson. And they've all lost some other players as well. So the Jets going to re-sign Fitzpatrick. I think he has them by the throat, so they have a choice, I guess. That'd make us 12-0. 11-0. Week 13, we have the Rams. And that should be a win. Week 14, the Ravens. If we don't beat the Ravens, something's wrong, because not that the Ravens, have improved that much or fallen behind that much, but they're the ones who behind Deflategate as well, so